Okay, my friends, we are going to go on a treasure hunt. Yes, a treasure hunt today. If you are feeling exhausted, tired, just foggy, unmotivated, I have something for you. We are going to discover today where you may have invisible energy drains in your life. And don't worry, I'll explain what those are. But we're going to find them and pluck them out to leave you with a little more energy and a little more time and to freshen you up.
It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Greetings, everyone. It's Summer, and welcome to Flow Dreaming. This is episode 652, Invisible Energy Drains. And I was prompted to choose the topic today because a lot of us have felt very tired, very wiped out, foggy, just like we're trying to pull ourselves together and yada yada, right? All the pandemic stuff. I know. But I want to approach it from a different angle. I want to talk about it from the perspective of the things that drain your energy, the people that drain your energy, the situations that drain your energy, the things that we've allowed to accumulate around us in our life that, without our even realizing it, have started to kind of slowly suck away at us, right? Like ticks. No, I can't believe I said that. So yeah, well, if you want to keep listening, it'll only get more interesting from here. So we're going to get rid of all the energy ticks in our lives, you know, and just burn them off with a match. Actually, I've heard you're not supposed to do that with ticks anymore. So anyway, we're going to approach it, as always, from the perspective of flow. And flow is a philosophy, it's a technique, it's a way of looking at the world where we recognize that everything is made of energy, everything is made of information. That information comes together, it coalesces into the things that are around us, to the thoughts that are whizzing around between the neurons and synapses in our head and moving in and out of quantum space. The idea is that energy is everything. And if that is the case, it means that we are actually able to manipulate or change just about everything. And if you're committed to skilling yourself up in this, the kind of changes you can affect in your life are pretty darn amazing. And of course, because we live in these biological bodies, right? We often feel like the only thing I can do are the things that my physical body can do. You know, I can brush my teeth and I can lift weights and I can do physical things. I can talk. I can think. But I encourage you to take it to the next level. That's just working with one kind of energy. What about the others that are out, the spectrum of energy that exists? That is key. And that is what we do with flow dreaming and in flow. So today, when we talk about energy drains, I'm going to be talking about all kinds of things that suck from you, that take from you. I've been watching this fabulous, fabulous comedy on TV the last few months. It's called What We Do in the Shadows. It's about a bunch of ridiculous vampires. And it's funny. It's actually a comedy. One of the vampires is a legit energy vampire. So he sucks your life force by just draining you with his monotony and his terrible stories. And it's really, really funny. But it's also sort of inspired me, because the first thing I want to start with as we go into this topic today is to look at the people around you who take from you. Right? They draw from you and you don't even know it. And I want to make this very clear. This isn't just people that you don't like, right? This isn't just like the coworker that is always grating and grinding on you. No, they could be an energy drain too. You know why? Because you're constantly putting up a fence around you. There's this barrier that you're in essence maintaining throughout the day. But it doesn't have to be just with people you don't like. More insidious and frankly more common are the people that we love, right? The people that we enjoy, you know, like your child. If you have a teenager, for goodness sakes, are they an energy drain? Very possibly. If you have somebody in the house suffering from depression, are they an energy drain? Very possibly. Now, it's not like this is intentional. They don't mean to be. But what happens is the time that you spend with them, it's like the flow of emotion, the flow of care, the flow of concern goes in one direction. It goes toward them. I worry about you. I care about you. I can feel your depression permeating the air. I can feel your negativity just blossoming around you. I love you. I'm trying to help you. I care about you. That's why I'm allowing this. But nonetheless, I've got to recognize it's taking from me. It's pulling from me. Now, I always use the metaphor of imagine that you are a battery and you start at 100% in the morning. And at the end of the day, you end up with how much? 50%, 20%, 0%? It's often pretty easy to tell how much of your energy has been used up or sucked away during the day, because if you're lying in bed and the only thing you can make your brain function to do is watch some silly, ridiculous show you only half pay attention to, then I could almost guarantee you that you're down to like 5%. That phone of you is going to shut off like imminently. You know, recharge. But a person who is an energy drain, well, what are you going to do about that? I think the first thing is to become conscious of it, to become aware. Ah, yes, this person is draining me. And again, it's not always somebody that you don't like. It's often the people we love because we show up for them. We're present for them. We give to them. But it can be a coworker. It can be a boss. It could even be, I'll tell you a little story. I once worked with a client who was so mad at her gardener. Her gardener just took advantage of her. Her gardener just rolled over her, always charged more than was right, didn't show up, yelled at her. I mean, it was just ridiculous. That gardener was a giant energy drain. It can be people like that, people that you hire even. So the first thing again is to become aware. Who is doing this? If it's a person such as your gardener that you can say, hey, this is unacceptable. Stop. You're draining my energy. I don't know if you'd say it quite like that to them. That might make them raise their eyebrows. But hey, why not try it, right? If it's a person like that, deal with it. Take care of it. If it's a person, I mean, it's not that hard, right? You don't have anything to lose. It's not like there's a deep relationship involved. If it's somebody that you care about, maybe it's your sister and she's in and out of the hospital and she's, you know, has mental health issues and you've got to take care of her because you love her. But boy, is it a drain. You have to be thinking now about what do I do to, one, replenish my energy, two, share the burden. Replenish my energy, share the burden. Because you know every time you interact with her, it's going to draw. Every time you even think about the situation, it's going to draw. And this brings me to, you know, sort of like the next arena of people. Oftentimes our families our energy drains, right? There's some relationships that are just not working. There's resentment. There's, you know, my brother owes me money, things like that, that become these energy drains. Every time you think about them, it's like, ping, you can almost feel it like, ooh, just tapped me, just took from me. These are bigger ones, right? And again, you can go into solving mode with them. How do I change this so it doesn't draw from me? How do I enact the forgiveness? How do I come to peace and acceptance? What do I need to do? Because my alternative is really not acceptable. My alternative is I just keep letting my energy be drained for the rest of my life whenever I think about this crummy situation that seemingly won't change. That's not acceptable. Here's why. Because if you are a battery and you only have 100%, over the course of our lives, over the course of days, weeks, months, more and more things will generally keep getting added in. So you drop to 90%, you drop to 75%, heck, you wake up and you're only at 60%. It's cumulative, it adds up. So we're always on this mission, we're always on this awareness of saying, what's draining me today? Who is draining me today? No judgment, right? No judgment on this. Who is draining me today? My family situation, I'm going to fix that. I'm going to do what I need to do around that. My daughter, my son, my mom, right? Do you know how many moms are draining? I know, I'm a mom. We can be draining. We can be very needy. We can be very demanding. And we can be draining. So how do we work with this? Mom, this is very draining for me. Can we not talk about this? Mom, I will reach out to you when I have a moment to call today. Trust me, I will. Mom, right? We work with this. We acknowledge it, and then we get going on it. So people, I could go on for hours just on this one, but I am going to move through because there's more. Oh, there is so many more areas here. So we're looking at people and we're looking at groups of people that can be energy draining. Also, situations can be energy drains as well. Whenever you feel yourself caught, you know, we say that's how we talk about it. I am caught. Caught between the devil and the deep blue sea, caught between a rock and a hard place. I'm trapped. I am just dealing with. You're in an energy draining situation. Fortunately, some of these move through quickly, right? That's ideal. It moves through fast. But what if they're seemingly stuck? What if the energy drain is, I don't make enough money at my job. Every month is a super stress. Every month I'm thinking, will I have enough? Oh my God, I got, you know, $900 bill for my car. Ugh, broken down. Ugh, energy drain, energy drain. So what you're looking at here is something that is a larger issue in your life. This larger issue is doing exactly one thing for you. It is begging you to fix it. Begging. Begging. You know how we know when the universe is begging us? God or source, flow, your higher self, when they're begging us? Because they start to give us feelings of yuckiness. I don't like this. This feels bad. I'm exhausted from this. Negative feelings, negativity is your number one way of acknowledging, right? It's the way it gets through to us that says, change this. So when you feel like I'm drained, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, it's a form of this negative feedback. And the negative feedback is begging you, take care of me. This is where in flow dreaming, like, and especially you guys, you know, I teach something called Me School, and I teach people what power leaks are in their lives, how to solve them, how to get really tight and clean and strong and focused and fearless inside, right? That is a person who can manifest really whatever they want. But they have to be at that level inside. And it doesn't happen overnight. It takes work. It takes time. It takes multiple breakthroughs and understanding. Is it possible? Totally. Absolutely. But this is what you have to do in these situations. Acknowledge it. There's a power leak going on. There is a drain of my energy happening. I know it because I feel the negative feelings. Now what? Now what? And this is where you should start employing your tools. So in flow dreaming, what I teach in Me School, what I teach is we take action around it and we use flow around it. We take invisible action and physical action. The two always, always go together. Physical action is not enough, my friends. And we all know that. A lot of times we've taken physical action to try and solve things, and things either snap back immediately to the way they were before, like we didn't even do anything, or it doesn't give us the desired outcome. Something else happens. It's not exactly what we wanted because we were missing this whole other arena, the energetic arena, the emotional arena, the spiritual arena, the visible and the invisible. You must work with them both. So you're going to use flow energy to also untangle, resolve, clear up, clean up. And again, this could easily turn into a, you know, a masterclass on this. So because that's not the purpose of this podcast, I'm gonna refer you now to some flow dreams that you could use. Start using these. I have a ton of them in my shop. They are very inexpensive. They're like $10. And you begin using these. And what they do is they start clearing for you, cleaning for you, releasing, strengthening, letting you now impact these energy drains from the non-physical level, from the invisible level, from the spirit level, the energetic level. And you know that it's making sense to you that you would need to do this if, in fact, you have already been trying to solve these energy drains on your own using physical means, phone calls and conversations and avoidance or making boundaries, etc., right? And you realize it's still stuck, it's still not fixed. Then the universe is saying to you, well, yeah, you haven't completed the equation yet. There's this other thing you have to do. So you've got these situations that are draining you. And I could keep giving you, you know, examples, but you know what your particular situations are, right? Maybe it's the thing that you never finished. That's a situation, right? It's that last college class that you need to take to get your degree. It's that course that you bought and you never really listened to all the modules. It's that the diet, the weight loss plan you were on that you kind of stopped and now you're just kind of trying to ignore the fact that you want to just get down on yourself for not completing it. You see what I'm getting at? A lot of the situations that end up being energy drains are things that just linger. They linger in the back of our mind. They linger in forms of guilt or of I should have or why did I do that? Those are energy drains. You know, and this is where it kind of crosses over into the whole realm of healing, right? Yeah, you got to heal this. You got to let go of that. You got to release that. But the very first thing you have to do is recognize what is hanging in the back of my mind right now. What's hanging there? It's an energy drain. Unless it makes you feel great. You know, hanging in the back of my mind right now is I just got my daughter off to college. And I have been incredibly, like I've been crying pretty much every day for the last week. But I also feel in the back of my mind, pride. We did it. Like we did it. We got you off to a good school. I'm so proud, right? That's not an energy drain. You can use contrast like that to figure out the things. Just call up the things that you touch on, that you ping pong on, pinball on throughout the day. Some fill you up and make you feel joy and pride and completion. And some, when they come up, make you feel guilt and shame and avoidance, right? Avoidance, procrastination, that's an energy drain. Anything that you're procrastinating on probably is an energy drain. In fact, I would say 99% chance, energy drain. So we want to take care of that, right? How do we do it? Physical action, non-physical action. They go together. What about What about this third area of things that are energy drains? And this is one that I teach about in Me School. In fact, a bit of what I'm talking to you about is one of the fundamental pieces that we move through in Me School, because one of the ways that we clean ourselves, sharpen ourselves, heal ourselves is to kind of canvas through what is sucking from me, right? What energy is immediately there that I can reclaim, like just sitting there waiting for me to stop the drain, you know, just stick the plug in the tub. What's right there? And we do it. Bam, bam, bam. We get rid of them. And so this one has to do with the things around you. And I know, I think I've spoken on this before in past episodes, maybe in 2015 or 2013 or even 2009. I don't know. It's been so long. But the things around us can definitely be energy drains. So who here, if you walk into a room in your house and it's a mess, who here feels like, ugh, you just get this ugh feeling, like, ugh, I don't know how else to describe it. Like, oh, I got to pick this up. I got to clean this up. I feel out of sorts with all of this. Right? What's happening is the things around you presenting themselves being disorganized, dirty, out of order. You look at your shower and you got all this creepy mold starting to climb up the, you know, the grout lines, and you go, ugh. Energy drains, every one of them. Because everyone is looking at you and saying, do something about me. Why haven't you done something about me? You know that when you land on me and you look at me, you don't feel happy. You feel like all this other stuff comes up. Like, I don't have enough time for this. I don't have enough time to clean the shower. I've got to do all these other things. I'll get to that. Right? Can you see how this compounds? Energy drain. It means that worst case scenario, right? You leave the energy drains at work. Then you come home to someone in your house who's energy draining. And you walk into the kitchen with 3 days of undone dishes all over the countertop. Energy drain. I mean, like, that's like, you know, please, I hope you're not identifying with that. If that's you, I am so sorry. But the good news is, you can fix all of those relatively easily. But you have to know what you're dealing with. See, we become so accustomed, so habituated to our energy drains that we stop seeing them. We just begin tolerating without even realizing what we're tolerating. But now you're seeing them because I'm reminding you. So an energy drain that's a physical thing, like for me right now, I just realized before I started recording, I have this printer. It's a color printer, and I put some toner in, and the toner broke, right? The magenta toner is now all over the inside of the printer. You know, I can't figure out how to get it out because I thought I could use the vacuum. Then my husband said, no, it'll end up turning all of our rugs pink. So I tried to use paper towels. That didn't work. So the printer has been sitting here for, no joke, about 2 months in my office. And I've started using the whole area as just kind of a pile-up place for all of my junk that I don't know what to do with or how to put away. I've got some old magazines there. I've got some exercise equipment there. I've got some shoes that I wanted to sell. I've got, like, ugh. And it's within eyeshot of my desk where I sit. And I realize, ugh, every time I look at that, a little part of my brain, the processing power of me goes, ugh. And it takes a little bit from me. It just sucks it right out. And I'm looking at this thing 10, 20, 50 times a day. Little bit comes out. Little bit comes out. And I'm recognizing, why don't I just deal with this? That way, when I look there, I feel, if I just cleaned it, threw it away, whatever, right? In fact, the price of the energy drain has now exceeded the price of the printer. If I just throw the sucker away, my productivity, my mental gain is so much more important than the cost of this old printer. At this point, why even try and fix it? You get it? So I'm making these adjustments, these trade-offs in my mind and recognizing, Which is more valuable? My mental health, my feeling at the top of my game, my having more energy in my office as the day goes through, my having no things in the space around me that drain me, right? That is number one. That is super important. Like, what things, ask yourself right now, what things do you have surrounding you in your office, in your bedroom, in your car, wherever you're at, as you're listening, at your workstation? What around you is draining you? I mean, look, if you look around, just probably right now, unless you're out jogging in the park while you're listening, right? What is draining you? I bet you you're going to come up with something. And maybe it's not in the particular room or place you're in. Maybe it's your garage that you can't get your car in and you've been meaning to clean. Maybe it is the mold in the shower. You know, any of those. Drain, drain, drain. Maybe it's the broken TV that you've been meaning to get fixed. Drain, drain, drain. I'm going to encourage you to go on an absolute bender of clearing and cleaning energy sinks. You know what I mean by energy sink? It's like a sinkhole. These things that just, you're walking along and it's quicksand. And you keep hitting these patches of quicksand all day long. Quicksand with that person who drains me. Quicksand with the energy of this family situation. Quicksand with, I've been procrastinating and putting off going to the dentist. Quicksand of, right, the things that strike your head that you keep putting out of your mind. Go on a bender. How many? To ask yourself, how many can I clean up today? How many? I'm going to take all Saturday. It's going to be my cleanup day. It's going to be like, ooh, I'll start with the easy ones so I can whip out a few, get myself, you know, kind of hyped. And then I'll work toward the garage or, you know, calling up my mom or whatever it may be. You want to do this for one basic big reason. Like I said in the beginning, energy leaks or energy sinks, energy drains like this, accumulate over your life. Sometimes they just gradually disappear and we forget about them. I mean, just try to imagine for a second how many times you have said, I need to do this thing, I need to finish this thing. You never did. Eventually, the thing drifted so far in the past, it's completely out of your mind. I bet it's been a million things. And that's fine. Right? Your life, your brain eventually has to make space. It's got to make space. So things are going to get dumped and cut and forgotten. But I'm suggesting that for you to live a fully actualized, you know, in alignment, on target life, where you've got the resources, you've got the mental, emotional flow, spiritual fire going inside you, that you take a more active role with this, and that every now and then you Marie Kondo all of these, right? Just get through them. What ones are sucking at me? Which ones are the ticks that I need to get rid of? Now you're going to take physical action and you're going to take non-physical action. How do you use non-physical to get rid of energy drains? Well, this is where it becomes very specific to what kind of drain is it. For instance, maybe it's family. Well, I have a flow dream called, you know, no more family drama. You begin using it. You begin playing it. You begin going into the space, revising, changing your feelings, changing your interaction with the family, creating some deep healing around situations. Now you're really starting to fix it. You're going in. It's going way past the phone call or the family meeting. You're working it. Maybe it's just you have a bunch of clutter, right? You realize that, God, I've got all these stacks of old mail. I've got the stuff I haven't thrown out. I don't even have room in my closet to hang up my clothes. My coat hangers are like barely, you know how that happens? Your coat hangers kind of stick out because they can't shove them in anymore. So they're all kind of poking out the top. And right, so you're going to use no more clutter. I have a flow dream for that. No, what is it called? It's not called no more clutter. There's an actual name for it. Effortlessly release clutter. So what this does, what working energetically, working in flow does, is it adjusts you inside. It makes it so that the you inside can do these actions on the outside. It makes you go, ah, this clutter is giving nothing to me. This clutter is only taking from me. I feel inspired. I feel enthused. I cannot wait for the joyful feelings that are going to come to me when I have finished cleaning this. I can already feel them. I feel smooth. I feel relaxed. I feel easy in my mind. I feel proud of myself. Oh God, I love walking in my closet right now. I love walking in my kitchen. Oh, this is how I love this feeling. I'm getting it already. Oh, wow. You see, doing this over and over, changing your emotional landscape, utilizing flow energy, getting the energy of life on your side, now when you tackle these things, you're smoking, man. You're on fire. You're just like, snap, 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 I'm doing it. It becomes easy instead of hard. And isn't that the goal? We don't want the things that we're trying to, the energy drains that we're trying to clean up to feel hard. We don't want to slog our way through. We're not going to get through very many, and we may just abandon them. Well, if we make them feel easy, what if it felt super easy right now to just, whoo, oh, energy drain, boom, gone. What if it felt like, oh yeah, now I feel the pleasure. In fact, just take a second, feel it right now. Think of something that's a drain. Now think of the pleasure and the joy and the good feelings that you're going to experience as soon as this energy drain is complete. As soon as it's done, fixed, finished, gone. Just feel that. You feel how light it is? You feel how your heart just kind of goes, ah, what a relief. What a relief. You feel how that fills you with energy? You can almost sense it. Sensitive enough, if you're sensitive enough, you'll almost feel the energy rise inside of your body. Well, I want that feeling to happen for you 5 times, 10 times, 15 times, 20 times, 30 times, over and over, up and up and up, until you reach this point where you realize, wow, there is almost nothing that is drawing from me or draining from me right now. What the heck am I going to do with all this energy? And that's a wonderful question to ask yourself. What the heck will I do with all this energy? Well, make things, do things, grow things, choose things, heal things, love things. Oh, so much we can do with it. All right. I think that is going to complete this. We are not doing a flow dream in this episode. However, if you want to experience one, just go on back to episode 651. Please finally accept yourself as you are. We do one there. We also did one in the episode before, episode 650, new to flow dreaming. And variously throughout all of the episodes, I don't say this is episode 652 for nothing. It's 652 episodes, folks, of Flow Dreaming. Many of them have flow dreams in there. If not, you can always download my free kit where I give you a flow dream so you can start learning this practice. And this practice completely changes you. I mean, it just rebuilds you from the, you know, from the atoms up, essentially, from your energetic self up. All the things in your life you can apply this to, all the things. And that's why I speak so broadly on so many different topics, because all of them can be approached from this energetic, this data-driven perspective. That's what we do when we get into flow and we use flow dreaming. So go ahead right now, write yourself up a list. What are 5 things you can do right now, today, tomorrow, this Saturday, to get rid of some energy drains? Start cataloging. When do I look at something and feel like, ugh, I need to take care of that? Bingo, you found an energy drain. When are you with somebody and you feel like, oh, I'm so tired? Bingo, there you go. You found an energy drain. When are you thinking about a situation of shoulda, coulda, woulda? I wish I had finished that. Bingo, you found one. You'll be surprised how many. Spend some time, journal on it. Get them all out there. You know, let your eyeballs zip across the page and see them. It's really important. You need to reclaim that energy. Stop the drain. Okay. With that, my friends, I'm wrapping up today's episode of Flow Dreaming. My love to you all. I do encourage you. Me School is enrolling right now. The only time I'll be running it this whole year. So check it out. If you're listening to this as a very, very old episode, just see what I'm doing. I have something called Flow On that you can join where I teach masterclasses every month. So either of those options might be wonderful for you, and or private coaching with me. Every now and then I have a spot open for that. So just reach out. Never feel afraid to email me. I get emails every day from people and I respond. So lots of love to you guys. I'll see you again for another episode of Flow Dreaming. My friends, Flow On is a brand new membership, and its goal is to keep you in flow, in alignment, and in a state of beautiful growth and emergence into the next you. Sometimes this is going to mean some healing or renewing your energy from depression or burnout. Or maybe you're going to be pushing into new areas of growth and rampant success. Well, Flow On is your monthly spiritual backpack. It's a brand new program. I haven't done anything like it since, well, it's been so many years when I used to have a Flow Dream of the Month Club. Think of this as its new 21st century iteration. And Flow On has everything that you need. It's a monthly masterclass, a monthly Flow Dream, even some live interaction. And best of all, you can come and go as you please. There's no long-term commitments. So please check it out at flowdreaming.com. If you're lucky enough and it's enrolling, do grab a spot. It will not be open and available at all times all year, but if it's open, please jump in. I know you won't be disappointed, and I look forward to traveling with you on this beautiful journey of flow and giving you so many tools, all the tools that I've ever created.